For Esperanto cinema, the 1960s were a sort of heyday. A heyday, if you consider that all two full-length Esperanto films were made in 1964 and 1965, respectively. The latter, Incubus, was a B-movie horror flick. Most notably, it starred a strapping, pre-Star Trek, William Shatner. In this scene, Shatner drinks from a well.
Chiesa dolce.
This water is sweet. I wonder if it's true that this has healing powers. Sweet water didn't heal Incubus, at least. The film was a commercial flop. In fact, many say it was cursed. After the film wrapped, two actors killed themselves, one in a murder-suicide, the daughter of another was kidnapped and murdered. But is Esperanto, like its flagship film, cursed? One might think the language would have taken off. It's easy to learn, and unlike English, nobody's a native speaker. Nobody has a leg up on anybody else. So why didn't this international tongue live up to its potential?
It's difficult to say how you define its potential.
That's François Grand, a professor of linguistic economy at the University of Geneva.
Some people see it as potentially becoming an international language of wider communication, while other people see it as a tool which is available to whoever wants to use it, and then it becomes something comparable to a club good, so to speak. And you do have a community of speakers worldwide, and you do have a functioning language community anyway. You know, whether it's a very small one or a larger one is another question, but you do have people using it. And, you know, in the perspective of some people, this is exactly what the language was supposed to be.
If it's any consolation, Grand says Esperanto's doing much better than other so-called constructed languages, rivals like Interlingua or Klingon. But
as long as there is no active promotion of the language, there is no reason to expect that it would take off in a major way, you know, because people may make an investment in it, but they will not necessarily see a major reason to do this as they would to, you know, learn at this time, for example, English or possibly in the future Mandarin Chinese.
Still, you never know what the future holds. Consider once again the case of Incubus.
Lost in a film vault in France for nearly 35 years, it was rediscovered by producer Anthony Taylor.
It found new life in home video.
Incubus, a masterpiece of expressionistic horror, does not disappoint. Weird and wonderful, the effect is maximum terror.
A cult film for a cult language. Jordan Davis, World Radio Switzerland.
Now, audiences can once again thrill to the horror of satanic ritual, tingle with excitement at the succubi sisters, and look on with bewilderment as William Shatner speaks in tongues.
In the name of the God, do we